This is DW News, and these are our top stories. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has announced a partial national lockdown to curb runaway coronavirus infections. Starting next Monday, hotels, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues will have to close for a month. The number of people allowed at public and private gatherings will be limited, but schools and stores will remain open. French President Emmanuel Macron has announced new lockdown measures for his country beginning Friday. Schools will remain open, but otherwise people will be allowed out of their houses for only a limited number of reasons for an hour a day. France's military has begun moving critically ill patients from regions where hospitals are at their limit. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has voted in his home state of Delaware. He joined more than 74 million other Americans, including his rival Donald Trump, who have cast their ballots ahead of Election Day next Tuesday. The number of early voters already represents more than half of the entire turnout in the 2016 election. This is DW News from Berlin. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DW News or visit our website, dw.com.
Germany was able to flatten the coronavirus curve in April. It will have to do it again in November. Beginning next Monday, a partial lockdown will take effect in all of Germany. 4 weeks of no dining out, no domestic travel, and no nightlife. A November of shutdowns and shut-ins that will hopefully shut out the virus. I'm Brent Goff in Berlin. This is The Day.
The speed at which the virus is spreading at the moment is particularly quick. What we are experiencing is an exponential rise in new cases. The important indicator of our ICUs and the number of patients being treated in them, here again, in the last 10 days, the numbers have doubled. If the speed of rise of new infections continues, the response capacity of our public health system will soon be exceeded. We must act to prevent an acute national public health emergency.
Also coming up, they say they are sick and tired of dealing with the coronavirus, but never too tired to throw a party. Tonight, pandemic fatigue in Madrid, and the police are on the way.
We just rented a place so we could drink and smoke inside. A few visitors even wore masks, but that didn't last long. Honestly, young people's biggest fear is having to pay a fine. That's why the places need to be well insulated, so the neighbors and the police won't detect anything.
To our viewers watching on PBS in the United States and to all of you around the world, welcome. We begin the day exactly where she feared we would end up. A few weeks ago, German Chancellor Angela Merkel sounded the alarm over the troubling rise in new coronavirus cases in the country. And she warned not enough was being done to slow the spread. And she was right. New daily cases are now approaching 20,000 here in Germany. So today, with the support of all regional leaders, the chancellor announced a partial lockdown for the country for all of November. Merkel said that time is running out to flatten the curve again, and that the decisions made today will mean life or death tomorrow.
The issue here is that the speed at which the virus is spreading at the moment is particularly quick. What we are experiencing is an exponential rise in new cases with doubling times that are quicker and quicker. Today, for example, we had twice as many infections, and this is the case with other important indicators as well. For example, the important indicator of our ICUs and the number of patients being treated in them, here again, in the last 10 days, the numbers have doubled. If the speed of rise of new infections continues, the response capacity of our public health system will soon be exceeded. And this is why it is absolutely clear that we must act, and we must act now. We do not want to have a health emergency in this country, and to prevent it, we must take measures. The most important tool that we have, and I've talked about it again, to curb the spread of the pandemic, is being able to trace the contacts of every new infection. And this is a tool that is no longer available to us because the public health offices have reached the limits of what they are able to trace. We no longer have the control of this over the spread of the virus, and we must change this.
And for more now, I'm joined by Tobias Kort. He's an epidemiologist and director of the Institute for Public Health at the Charité Hospital here in Berlin. Professor Kurt, it's good to have you on the show. Let me ask you, the German chancellor, she warned the country several weeks ago that we would be in this situation because the measures, she said, were not strict enough, stringent enough to slow the virus. And that is indeed what has happened. This partial lockdown, right action at the right time?
I think it's the right time. It's about the right time, maybe a little too late to implement these measures. As you said, Chancellor Merkel has predicted, as others have predicted, this development, and we are not surprised to see this. So right now it's the time to really react, because if we wait, things will get worse, and then we cannot do it with a lockdown of 3 to 4 weeks to really solve the situation and to reduce the number of infections.
It's not a complete lockdown, and it's also not going to be a two-week short period that had been predicted. We're talking about an entire month, probably, with this partial lockdown. Is that enough time?
I think it's, you can argue that 2 weeks would be sufficient, but we know that we see the result of a two-week lockdown after another 2 weeks. So I think 4 weeks is the right time, because otherwise you would not be sure whether the measure actually worked. I also think it's important to keep schools and child support open, because that's a very important aspect. I understand these measures are very hard for some people, and we all have to support these businesses to really keep their function over these 4 weeks, and after really to hopefully go out and enjoy them again. But if we don't do anything right now, we are in a situation where it's getting much worse, and we see other countries west of Germany and also east of Germany where the situation is really bad, and then you cannot really have a lockdown in place for 4 weeks. It would be much, much longer.
The decision to force restaurants to close for the month, as an epidemiologist, do you think that is a wise decision? I mean, is there proof that restaurants are places where the virus is being transmitted?
Well, it's indoor. People sitting indoor and eat. Obviously, you cannot wear a mask while you're eating. The ventilation situation is also sometimes difficult. I understand that it may not be a major force of the infection, and most of the infections may be happening elsewhere, but I think it's the only way to really make a sort of measure that really is accepted. And I also think it's important to have it all over Germany and just not regionally. So I think, unfortunately, it's the right decision to close restaurants as much as I had it myself.
How did we get to this point? Maybe you're familiar, this past weekend, the police here in Berlin had to break up a party that had 600 people attending, despite all of the restrictions. I mean, has our behavior made this situation worse?
Difficult to say. I'm not a friend of accusing a specific part of the population of have done something wrong. I think it's a diffuse infection situation where many of the infections happen at home or like at situations where you don't even expect to get infected. So yes, we had the party situation, certainly that is not a good thing during the corona pandemic to do, because here you increase the likelihood of infection. But overall, I think that nothing really went wrong. We as a population may not have listened carefully enough, and we may have focused too much on the discussion of that people argue against it and not support the people who are actually following these measures and recommendations since many weeks or months. And now we're facing this lockdown, and we all have to stay together, otherwise it won't work.
Will this be the last lockdown?
Difficult to say. It's all a question on the vaccination. There will certainly be another wave. It's almost impossible to keep this low. And if we have a situation like now, where the hospitals are getting full again, where the ICU beds are getting filled again by COVID-19 patients, we will face another lockdown in the future, hopefully short and intense, and then hopefully we can open up again.
Tobias Quartz, the director of the Institute for Public Health at the Charité Hospital here in Berlin. Professor Quartz, we appreciate your time and your insights tonight. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Germany is not alone. Spain is also dealing with new record high numbers of coronavirus infections. The number of COVID-19 deaths is at its highest level since May. There are now new lockdowns and curfews, but not everyone is obeying the rules. DW's Jan-Philipp Schultz reports tonight from Madrid.
Every weekend, Madrid police have been knocking on hundreds of doors to shut down illegal parties. Madrid allows meetings of up to 6 people who are not related, but police have broken up parties of more than 200. Joaquin is a business student in Madrid. He only wants to speak briefly and anonymously, as he regularly goes to such parties. He himself recently helped organize one. We just rented a place so we could drink and smoke inside. A few visitors even wore masks, but that didn't last long. Honestly, young people's biggest fear is having to pay a fine. That's why the places need to be well insulated, so the neighbors and the police won't detect anything. Joaquin and his friends seem unfazed by the statistics. A third of Spaniards become infected with the coronavirus at private parties. 200 illegal parties were broken up in Madrid last week alone. Police chief Javier Fernandez is especially troubled by the new business model being developed here. Bars that are actually supposed to be closed certainly do take money in exchange for letting people in. There's a clear economic incentive for it. Apart from that, we have discovered private homes that were charging entrance fees right at the front door. This isn't just about a few friends meeting up. Psychiatrist Diego Figuera is calling for more empathy with the young people, even if he supports strictly abiding by the hygiene measures. Experts are starting to acknowledge the consequences of such drastic restrictions on young people's social lives. Right now, we are finding out that young people's mental health problems have increased dramatically as a result of this spring's lockdown. Suicides have increased by 22% so far, and attempted suicides have even increased by 35%. On top of that, there's been a major increase in the consumption of alcohol and psychoactive drugs. Young Spaniards are now confronted with new rules. All bars in Madrid must close at 11 p.m. starting this week, and curfew begins at midnight. Half a year of the pandemic has massively affected the quality of life of young people all over the world. At the same time, experts keep emphasizing how dangerous partying can be in the current situation. Spain's chief epidemiologist even directly turned to Spain's youth and asked them to refrain from parties at the moment. Even so, business student Joaquin doesn't want to be forbidden from partying. He says he can decide for himself what risk he's willing to tolerate, even if it means partying in private homes until 6 a.m. for the duration of the curfew.
Well, my next guest tonight is Dr. John Campbell, an independent health analyst and one of the UK's online authorities on this pandemic. Dr. Campbell, it's good to see you again.
Thank you, Brett. You too.
We've got France going back into a lockdown. We've got Germany going into a partial lockdown. We've got parts of the UK that are now in some form of a lockdown. I mean, we see total and partial lockdowns nationwide. We also see localized lockdowns. Is one more effective than the others?
There's a big debate about this in the UK at the moment. Some people say because the lockdowns are regional and there's quite disparate regulations and different people having different regulations in different areas, that this causes a lot of confusion. And the Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies is actually calling for a circuit breaker, an overall nationwide temporary lockdown, if you like, probably 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, to try and get the situation back down to where it was a few weeks ago, because the numbers are quite dramatically increasing now in the UK as everywhere. So there's scientific pressure for that, but the political will is not yet there.
I want to ask you,